Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the most mouth-watering 27 minutes in radio history ever.
History. La, 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 la. History.
Okay. Do you realize that we are now broadcasting in HD and almost live? We're working on color pretty soon, but that's getting there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, then I'm going to have to fix up my makeup.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Nance and I have a great show lined up for you today, so let's start drooling.
This segment is No Holds Barred at Bar Louie.
I love that song.
I do too.
I was really getting into it. I was hoping it wouldn't end, but...
Everything that's good ends.
That's true.
Eventually.
Exactly. Just like this article, I'll explain. Nancy and her bowling babes were bummed out when they realized one of their favorite lunchtime haunts, Uno's Pizzeria in Schaumburg, was closing. See, all things come to an end.
I love their soup and salad bar after bowling because we pigged out because we worked.
It's bowling.
It's a sport.
You're a trained athlete if you're a bowler.
Exactly,
sure.
With our athlete's foot.
Yeah, it's from those funky bowling shoes that you...
I don't rent.
No, that's not a good
thing. Got my bowling shoes that are like 30-some years old.
Really?
Uh-huh. And you've been gluing the heels back on because they keep falling off, and I don't care. I like my bowling shoes.
So you must have had those when you were a little kid.
Thank you, my love.
You know, I did like Uno's, their pepperoni pizza.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. Good, good, good.
We were talking about that the other day when us ladies went out for lunch.
Really?
Before we played games. And, yeah, they were saying the way you can make that pepperoni nice and crunchy, they broil it first. They just take the pepperoni and broil the slices of pepperoni.
Really?
Then they put it on their pizza.
Oh, that's
so that
a good
idea. So that gives it the crunchy, yummy. Yeah. I'm sure you have to put a little bit of olive oil or something on it to get it.
This is an exclusive. You heard it here first, people, on the Dining Duo Show.
Well, my girlfriend and her husband, they owned a pizzeria in Bartlett.
Oh, yeah?
And they closed it down years ago.
Oh.
And so, too much work.
Okay.
And so it's constant, 7 days a week. So she was telling me the tricks of the
tricks of the trade.
Tricks of the trade.
But anyway, Nancy's bowling babes were unbummed out when they realized that Bar Louie was taking over that location.
Mm-hmm.
Now, her bowling babes told her, "You're the trained professional, go check it out." So Nance took off her bowling shirt. That's when she came home, not right then and there. I put on my loose-fitting stretchy pants. We both hopped in the Dining Duo Minimobile, and off we went to Bar Louie in Schaumburg.
And what can you say about the decor?
I don't know. What can you say about the decor?
Well, if you've been to any of the downtown Chicago bar eatery places, you'll instantly see the many influences here that are downtown. There's a huge bar smack dab in the middle of the room with a ton of high-top tables, a few booths, and regular tables scattered all around.
Okay, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bar Louie have a big bar in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Nancy and I were hung up between two appetizers.
Mm-hmm.
So when in doubt, what do you do? Well, one thing you could do is, we could order both of them, but we didn't do that.
We didn't do that. We aren't pigs.
Speak for yourself, Kimosabi.
I'm not a pig.
But you can ask your waitress for her opinion.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
You'll roll the dice when you do this, however.
Mm-hmm.
Because she will either tell you In one of three ways, okay? She'll either tell you A, her true favorite, which is a good thing.
Yes.
B, the one with the highest profit margin for the restaurant, or three, the most expensive one, so she will get a bigger tip. Do you feel lucky? Well, you know, we did. She seemed like she was a straight shooter. And we went with her suggestion of the bruschetta pomodoro for $8.99.
Yeah, what can you do to bruschetta? So that's why we took her suggestion.
That's a pretty safe bet.
It is.
This was tomato, basil, garlic, olive oil, red onion, and Parmesan cheese served in a giant martini glass surrounded by nine Parmesan crostinis. They were good. Now, Nancy's cute little blue eyes bugged out when she spotted our waitress bringing over the largest, most ginormous martini glass in the world.
In the world.
I mean, this thing, it was like a tee for a bowling ball.
It was. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, it would be nice if they would serve a martini in that.
It would be.
It would be. The waitress also indicated that if we need more crostinis, she would bring over more at no charge. And she did.
I know. Mm-hmm. She did. Because I'm not big on tomato. The only reason why I eat bruschetta.
Yeah, you know, I can't figure that out. You normally don't eat tomatoes at all.
I know. I don't like tomatoes.
But in bruschetta, you do. Or bruschetta.
Because of the garlic.
So basically, you can eat something you don't like if you put enough garlic on it.
You betcha.
You're a sick woman.
I know. And I don't put that much on my bread. That's why she bring more crostinis.
Okay.
You pile it on.
I do. I'm
because you like tomatoes. I don't.
I love tomatoes.
I hate them. Except in bruschetta. I'm sorry. I bothered you. I'm sorry.
It's a very complicated world you live in, isn't it?
Garlic is garlic. I'll take anything in garlic. Except like liver.
Oh, liver and garlic? Seriously?
Well, I'm saying that's the only thing I won't eat.
This deconstructed bruschetta was light, refreshing, and delicious. But the aroma of garlic arrived at our table before the appetizer did.
And
seriously,
it did. It did. And I knew right then and there this was going to be a good bruschetta.
Yeah. I mean, all of a sudden we smell this garlic.
I'm like,
and we see her walking over with this giant thing.
Like, I was in heaven. Well, Jim and I both spotted the voodoo pasta for $14.29. Darn it. I couldn't spot it sooner. We both at the same time, which complicates matters for reviewing.
Yes, it does.
So, being the so ever so sweet, understanding person that I am, I told Jim to have his pick and I will order my second choice.
That was very nice of you, or so I thought.
To my surprise, the moron took me up on my offer.
See, now, wait. Now, I will never, ever understand women. See, because you said, go ahead and take that one. I'll make a second choice.
You didn't hear my voice. I said, go ahead and you can have your first choice.
That's, yeah,
and
exactly.
And I'll take the second choice of mine.
Exactly. So what's the problem?
It's the second choice of mine.
Oh, boy. I tell you. All these years, I know.
It's spicy. It's shrimpy. It's me.
Then why didn't you say, I'll have that and you pick something else because you don't care what you eat?
Because I was being nice that day.
But you weren't being nice.
Yes, I was. That was nice. I let you have your order that you wanted.
Go ahead.
Okay. You'd think after 43 years of marriage, he would know better.
No, I don't.
I then added the stipulation that we should share our entrees, and he wisely then agreed. I mean, if I'm stuck eating my second choice, I'm sharing it because I want to taste the one choice that I really wanted.
Happy wife, happy life.
His entree consisted of shrimp and dewy sausage, cavatappi noodles, house-made spicy voodoo sauce.
Ooh.
Oh, they do the voodoo. They do so well. Yellow onion, green and red peppers, garlic, Parmesan, and parsley. His huge pasta bowl was jam-packed. I mean, chock full of shrimp.
There was a lot of really good sized shrimp in there.
Mm-hmm.
There was.
And it hit a number 7 on his sweathead meter.
Mm-hmm.
Jim and I both agreed that this dish was absolutely delicious.
See, this is what I get for ordering shrimp. I normally don't order shrimp.
I know. Mm. It's my dinner usually. You know I eat seafood.
Yeah.
And you went and took the seafood from me.
What was I thinking?
Okay. I don't know.
But
I'm not going to let you forget.
Oh, no. That goes in that little memory bank in a woman's brain.
It's in my file drawer.
It just comes up, and then she opens it up whenever, you know.
Under V, voodoo. And I'll take out my little voodoo doll and I'll stick pins in it.
Whenever,
it looks like you.
Whenever it suits her evil plan, she just brings that out.
You betcha.
Nancy settled for the Luigi sandwich, being the understanding wife that she is, with cheddar for $12.99. This was shaved sirloin, lettuce, tomato, onion, mayo, olive oil, all on a hoagie roll, topped with Luigi seasoning.
Hey. How you doing?
Yeah. This was served either with tater tots or fries. So for a dollar upcharge, she is worth it. She added the tater tots loaded with bacon cheese, jalapeno peppers, and green onions.
Jalapeno.
They had both of those on there. Okay.
And I deserved that dollar upcharge because I gave up my first choice for dinner that day.
This is how the whole show is going to be.
So I treated myself.
These were phenomenal because let's be honest, you could take a hockey puck and put the cheese.
No, I don't think so. Cheese sauce
and bacon on it, and it'd be good. But they were really, really good.
They were very good.
But we both admit the sandwich was a disappointment.
It was.
In our opinion, the only thing we're going to say is it lacked flavor and substance for the price. Because if you compare prices, my entree that I stole from you, and your entree, you know, the sandwich.
I'm learning,
I know.
Yeah, you had a lot of shrimp. I mean, your shrimp dish was chock full. I mean, a ginormous amount of shrimp.
They get the idea. Get over it.
And I had this little bit of sirloin. It didn't even get stuck in my teeth. Okay, well, I digress. Their dessert menu has 2 items listed on it. They didn't strike our fancy, so we decided to skip dessert altogether.
Because this time all we were doing was arguing over the shrimp.
Exactly. As entrees go, Jim was clearly the winner today. As appetizers go, our waitress steered us in the right direction.
Yes, she did.
As tater tots go, put bacon and cheese sauce on anything and it will be delicioso.
I wish I could find a really good cheese sauce like that. I don't know where they get it from.
Me neither. Like nacho cheese, you know? Yeah. You got to buy these big, huge cans.
Oh, yeah.
And then it gets moldy green stuff floating on the top after you open it. You can't eat it all.
Turns blue and fuzzy after only 6 months being in the...
No. You're so funny.
Because Nancy was unsuccessful in convincing our waitress to make her a chocolate martini.
I really tried.
In that humongous glass, our Bar Louie bill was $48.16.
So, my love, what's your take on this restaurant?
I am so glad you asked.
I thought you would be.
My entree was great. A lot better than Nancy's.
Just keep sticking it to me. Go ahead.
The heat from the voodoo sauce and sweetness from the peppers and onions was a great combination. Not to mention all that delicious
shrimp.
Overflowing shrimp
that you
could have had.
I know. And you're going to rub it into me.
What's your take, Toots?
My take? Oh, this had to be the best bruschetta I've had in a long, long time. And the crostini is what made it so, because they was homemade crostinis. And they put something on it. And they were real light.
Maybe it was olive oil they put on it?
And they had some kind of a cheese or something, too, that was sticking on it.
Oh, yes, they did.
It was tasty all by itself. And will Jim ever learn happy wife, happy life?
Probably not.
No, because he's a dimwit moron.
I'm a man.
You're a moron.
We're a lot simpler.
You're a moron. And you even said it today to me.
Yeah, I know.
Nancy, I can't believe it. You are right. I am a moron. You just said it not even an hour ago to me.
Well, I made a minor miscalculation in something I was doing.
Yeah, and now you confessed that you are a moron.
Give them the particulars, Poopsie.
Bar Louis, 1160 Plaza Drive, Schaumburg, 60173. The telephone number is 847-466-7478. The website is www.barlouis.com. The directions is take Route 47 South to I-90 East to the Roselle Road exit, south to Gulf Road and east to Restaurant. Estimated travel time, 33 minutes. That felt good.
Got that out of your system?
I got that out of my system.
Well, for those of you who just tuned in, this masterpiece is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP.
We put you in WHRU.
Last.
He never learns.
Nope.
Like I said.
Nope.
He's a moron. So, my love, any letters this week?
Let me check.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from?
Oh, looky here. We did get a letter. And we got a letter from David. And he told us about Paisanos in Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
And Richmond's that little town north of here, Strap 47. You hit it right before you get into like Lake Geneva or something.
I don't think it's right on 47.
No, it's on 12,
I think. It's on 12.
Yes, you're right.
We used to go to Lake Geneva all the time. And we'd go on 12 when we lived in our other house in Hoffman Estates.
They have a pretty famous
ice cream candy type place.
Candy shop. Well, you know, we'll go up there and check it out. Why not?
I mean, we go to Crandall's up in Hebron.
Sure.
And that's right before you hit Lake Geneva also. So
it's a hop, skip, and a jump away.
Yeah, it's not that far.
So, yeah, we will check it out. Paisanos in Richmond. And as always, we encourage your letters. And we didn't get any complaint letters. We're not trying hard enough.
I know.
Anyway, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
Gobble, gobble, strut, strut, shake your feathers, shake your butt. Turkey time's here today, so celebrate in every way. Yeah, I was born and raised in the countryside. Why you wanna eat me? Ben Franklin says I'm America's pride, so why you wanna eat me? Well, the pilgrims came and sealed my fate when they shot me down. Put me on a plate, wouldn't you rather have a steak? Why you wanna eat me?
Now, here's our own resident turkey, Jim, with strange Thanksgiving traditions. Take it away, turkey boy.
Yes. You know, there are quite a few strange traditions from around the country.
There are.
Yes. The one is, from our neighbors up north in beautiful La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Oh, that's where you used to go for National Guard.
Mm-hmm. And what they do is they have a frozen turkey bowling where people hurl frozen oiled up turkeys down a grocery store aisle at a set of bowling pins.
They should do that at Poplar Creek Bowl for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it'd probably get kind of messy if the bird comes back and the ball returned to go, you know.
Oh,
yeah,
and maybe a little gross.
But that sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
If you're a bowler. Yeah.
And who in Wisconsin isn't a bowler, I ask you?
I don't know, but who in Illinois isn't?
I don't know. Remember when you were a kid, you used to crack a wishbone to get a wish?
Oh, every Thanksgiving at my grandmother's house.
Yeah.
She carved the turkey, put it out on the table, and throw the turkey wishbone in the oven when she turned off the oven, and it stayed hot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And while we were eating, it was drying out in the oven. Yeah. And then when we were all done, which took a long time.
Yeah.
Because Thanksgiving was a biggie for us. I mean, my uncle would eat so much that he would just sit on the couch, and all of a sudden, within 2 seconds, snap. Just like that.
I know.
Fall asleep. I mean, he was like out like a light. All that tryptophan because he ate so much turkey. Then my brother and I would run into the kitchen, and we'd open up the oven, and we'd get the wishbone out, and we'd make a wish.
Because you have to dry it out, sure.
And my wish hasn't come true yet.
What's that?
I wished for a considerate husband. And here I have a man who went and took the one dinner that I wanted at Bar Louie, and he ate it himself.
Okay.
Yeah, that voodoo pasta was good. I only had a little taste because I was getting too full for my little sandwich.
Well, maybe we should go out to San Francisco for Turkey Day.
Oh, why?
Because they don't eat turkey out there. You'd be in heaven. They eat Dungeness crab.
Ooh.
Yeah, because you know, on the West Coast, up north and stuff,
that's
very common.
Wow.
So they eat Dungeness crab.
Now I really have to have my turkey on Thanksgiving, but I can have my crab for dinner afterwards.
Well, Dungeness crab with cranberries and dressing, I don't think it'd be that good.
No, but Dungeness crab with drawn butter. Yes, sirree.
They also have in our neighbors in Missouri. There's a high school, North Technical High School, hosts an annual event where people throw pies in the faces of their teachers.
Oh, would that be fun?
Oh, that's got to be cool.
Think about it. The teachers that you didn't like when you're going to school.
That's cool.
You just pay for those pies just because you wanted to smash them in their face.
That'd be cool.
Ooh, that would be really cool.
Also, this comes from, this is in New York.
Okay.
And this is sponsored by the Wild Turkey Company. Not this kind of turkey. You know, but the liquor, Wild Turkey, the bourbon or booze or whatever it is.
I don't know what it is. Okay.
It's like 101 proof
bourbon. Whoa. Yeah.
And what they have a turkey eating competition.
Oh.
So basically what they do, they put a turkey in front of you and you got to eat the whole thing.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And
you have to eat it?
Well,
to win.
If you want to win the contest, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And the winner was Sonia the Black Widow Thomas. And I saw pictures of her. She's like a skinny little young lady.
Really?
I don't know. And she said, I left only the bone. I'm so happy. So she ate a whole stinking turkey in one sitting.
Oh, my. I don't like dark meat.
I know.
Could they just give me the breast?
Could be.
Could they?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. No.
See, we always eat the white meat. We don't eat dark meat. I'm fussy.
Well, this next one really sounds like fun. This is from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay.
And what they do, they take a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
They put it in a little baby onesie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, little PJs.
No, they're not PJs. They're a onesie.
Whatever, they're a onesie. Okay. They douse it with lighter fluid, attach them to a long chain, light them on fire, and throw them across the length of a football field. So
you're going to get third-degree burns on your hands if you lift up a turkey that's burning.
No, so this turkey's in a onesie. It's on fire. You grab the chain. You, like, circle it over your head.
Oh, like a lasso. What do you call those?
Whatever. A discus or whatever.
No, lasso. You know how the cowboys do it?
Yeah. Good times, huh?
Oh, and then you hurl it like a discus throw.
Fun for all.
Cool.
Yeah, I say gobble, gobble, strut, strut, shake your feather, shake your butt. Turkey time's here today, so celebrate in every way. That being said, don't you cut off my head, 'cause without it I'd be dead and you'd be fat instead.
I love that song.
That's a good one, isn't it?
I love wiggling my butt when he tells me to. Since this is our Thanksgiving show, we would like to end it by singing our special Thanksgiving Day song.
It is breathtaking. It really is.
If you didn't hear it years before, please buckle up.
You will never forget it.
You will never forget our singing voices.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready. Oh, turkey dear, oh, turkey dear, how lovely are thy feathers. Oh, turkey dear, oh, turkey dear, there could be nothing better. We celebrate Thanksgiving Day by putting your carcass on display. Oh, turkey dear, oh, turkey dear, you thought we're here to greet you. Oh, turkey dear, oh, turkey dear, we're really here to eat you.
Yay!
Yay!
Well, I'm just looking at the old turkey on a wall. It's telling me we've run out of time.
Aw, well, that's our show for today then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Come on, let's turkey trot.
Gobble diddle lip, hey!